So why do countries go broke? Well, I've got this study to pass along to give you the real complete picture. But in a nutshell, when you borrow money, you can spend more. And on the other hand, you create debt. That credit creates debt. And that debt means it has to be paid back. And because it's a high, because it gets you more spending, and there's a tendency to accumulate that debt. And that builds up to a big long-term debt cycle in which the debt burdens become larger and larger. Think of it like an artery that accumulates plaque, and that plaque is the debt service. It's the interest rate and that basis of that's blocking the system, because before you know it, you're servicing more and more debt. And so central banks and central governments had to deal with that. What the central governments typically do is they borrow more money to pay the debt, which is not healthy. And what the central governments do is that they print the money. And when you get late in a cycle, that puts the situation where debt service payments are a lot. And it also puts investors in a situation where they question whether they should hold those bonds. Are they going to have a risk in those bonds? And when that happens, they start to sell those bonds. When they start to sell those bonds, the imbalance becomes greater. It's no longer just the amount of debt that's being sold by the governments and others who are issuing debt. It is those who have debt who are selling it. And that creates this big debt imbalance that feeds on itself and causes a crisis, something like almost a heart attack, in which then central bankers have got to decide what to do about it. And what's to do about it is a choice between either defaulting or restructuring the debt or printing money and giving it to those who can pay that debt back with the money that's being printed, which produces inflation. And that's the dynamic in a nutshell. But in this study, you'll see it working in a very, very practical way, and you'll get the mechanics and you'll get tools that you can use, and policies of makers will get tools that they can use to help see where they are in that process and what to do at those stages.